Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a bonus edition of Soap Lore, the Hallows Eve special. Whether you're true to this or new to this, sit back and enjoy this very special episode. Tell the kids it is time to play outside or out of sight, better yet, go trick-or-treating. Tell Bay no questions, suggestions, or concerns for the next 25 to 35 minutes. Everyone else in earshot, holiday or not, you know the drill. Be cool, be quiet, or you will be kicked out because we have got to discuss why I still hate the 80s and why I hate Halloween. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Soap Lore. Hey, gorgeous. Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of Soap Lore. Yes, the bonus Halloween special. Although it's not my favorite holiday, I bet it's probably some of yours. People go all out. I have seen some of the most theatrical movie sets in people's front yards. It is incredible. Although it's not my jam, I can appreciate the artistry. I hope your day has been shaping up well. I hope you are enjoying yourself because I'm going to make sure I enjoy myself, even though this ain't my favorite holiday and it's certainly not my favorite decade. Thought I'd give you a little taste of my mild childhood. So go ahead and grab something sparkling, bubbly, or whatever you choose. Listen, got a lot to deal with today, do you? And we're going to jump into why still not a fan of the 80s, still not a fan of Halloween, but there is a marriage of two of my least favorite things that kind of worked out for the best, and that is the 80s horror film Mild Child Edition. When I kind of look at this holiday, I should absolutely love it. I love makeup. I love costumes. I love kind of the storytelling, even if it's not a traditional storybook or film. It's just, I understand that part of it, but I hate the jump scares. I hate the horror. I hate gore. Oh, it drives me crazy. And I absolutely hate that they throw everything out in August. If you live in the States, you know what I'm talking about. After the 4th of July, which is July 4th, you start to see Halloween candy thrown out. I'm like, dude, it's not for another 3 months. What are we doing? It's just a little bit obnoxious. But I am determined to find the best in all things most of the time. And I can certainly find things to like about Halloween. For example, I love the month of October. There's nothing like October in the Southwest. It is absolutely breathtaking. It's beautiful. I love the crisp mornings when they finally get here. And I like that you don't really need a jacket in the middle of the day. It's just kind of a majestic, really, really beautiful time of year. I like that it's almost November. I like that it's almost November 1st and that Halloween is over. But I must say, I can appreciate the artistry of people who really, really dig Halloween. It's like you either really love Halloween or you really love Christmas. Dare I say it, it almost makes more sense. Like people go overboard for both. And as obnoxious as I find skeletons and bones and all that. Listen, I'm not judging you, do you? But I saw a full-on cemetery in somebody's front yard and I was impressed. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. It Christmas, if I saw 800 Santa Clauses in your front yard, I would find that much more terrifying than the skeletons, the more that I think about it. So I guess it's all about the presentation. I do like to see people's creative side, but I really hate the holiday. Now, you're wondering probably like, Jet, why do you bring this up? Because I need to. I hate this decade, yet I love these soaps. I hate horror, but there are a few films that really have just captured my heart. I wanted to go over the list with you guys, but understand this is from the point of view of a mild child, a bookish girl who liked to read books, be quiet, hang out with her friends quietly outside and watch. You know, I'm not the girl who's going to go watch the horror movie and be all big and bad about it. Well, let me quit lying. I definitely tried. I remember when my friends and I went to go see The Sixth Sense. I thought it was just going to be suspenseful. I don't know. There was going to be ghosts and whatnot. Scare the crap out of me for like weeks. And there are some movies that have left an impression on me that way. And there's others that I'm thinking back on. Like I probably should not have been afraid of them. But because I was so young in the 80s, it just left a weird imprint. I'm going to go over my list. Take you back to a time where you would go into Blockbuster or whatever your local video store was and pick out a movie on a Friday night. Now, I loved doing that. I still wish we could do that. But one of the things that would freak me out is at Halloween, of course, there's always a horrifying display. There was always somebody dressed up as a killer clown, jumping out, acting a teetotal fool, scaring me half to death. Not to mention that my birth order in my family at large puts me in the middle all the way around. So I have an older sibling and a younger sibling who were very kind to me. Shout out to them. They've never like jump scared me with Halloween crap because they know I couldn't take it. But my older cousins on both sides were like, this is hilarious. She is a perfect age. They couldn't scare the younger kids because they were too little. But me at 5 or 7, they were like, yeah, she's perfect. Let's go ahead and freak her out. By the time the other kids came along, they were over it. They were mature at that point. So I got the immature teenagers who were in love with Freddy Krueger and Jason. So that means I'll be minding my own business, having a personal tea party with Barbie and Skipper, minding my business. When I'd turn around and Freddy Krueger would be dangling over me with a freaking knife fingers, I'd freak out, scream, run and tell his mom. But he'd be laughing the whole time. And then my other cousin, I'd be minding my business, lying on my stomach, reading a book or coloring or something. And then I'd hear like that, whatever Jason's thing was, scared the shit out of me. It was horrible. I think that's where it all started. But I also think some of these films that I saw back in the day kind of warped my mind. We're going to start with the weird ones first. You let me know if these are on your list. The first movie that I can remember kind of running out of the room for because it caught me off guard was A Labyrinth. 1986, it stars David Bowie and a girl with dark hair. I just rewatched the trailer. It's saying Jennifer Connelly. It doesn't look like her to me, but I guess that's who it is. Dude, this was terrifying because there are Muppets in it. Like they're throwing the scene that I remember specifically freaking me out is that she, I'm probably mixing things together. I can remember her being in her room. David Bowie says something to her in her room and she leaves and she has to cross this stone bridge. But as she's walking across the bridge, things are throwing their heads up in the sky at her. Like she's, I don't know. They're like underneath the bridge. I'm assuming they're trolls or something, tossing their skulls up and they're singing. Oh my God, y'all, when I tell you, I'd never known terror like that before that moment. Freaked me out. I remember running out of the room. My cousin, who thought it was hilarious to torment me, was laughing his head off. His mom was like, turn it off, turn it off. Dude, freaked me out. I'm looking at the trailer and I'm a little uncomfortable, but I feel like I could probably sit through this, especially if it's a musical. I love a musical, but then again, it's those things that should go together. I should love it, but I don't. I should love Halloween. I just don't. I should love the 80s and I can't stand them. The other movie on my, I probably would like this in another situation would be, I can barely even say it out loud. This is embarrassing. Little Shop of Horrors. I know. You're like, Jet, is that a horror movie? In my book, hell yeah. The word horror is at the end of it. I promise you, I can guarantee you, I've only seen seconds of this movie. I have heard this movie from underneath a blanket. I used to run and hide in my grandma's closet. It was something about, I'm not even going to say the sentence because it still freaks me out. You know what it is. You know the plant that needs to eat. Now, ironically, when I was a sophomore in high school, I did go and watch the play. I watched it at a high school and it was really good. I don't know. It didn't hit the same on stage. And of course, I was a lot older. But honest to God, I've never actually seen this movie all the way through. Seen 10 to 15 seconds, but imagine being 4 or 5 years old and seeing this giant, probably a little bit younger, I'd say right 3 or 4, seeing this giant plant with these big lips getting bigger and bigger, eating people. And then my grandma's boyfriend, like he was really good at making this voice and he would mimic it. I'm going to do it. I'm a grown woman, right? It's nothing to be afraid of. He would do the feed me, Seymour. Ugh. Baby, when I tell you Jet did not play, I was gone. Absolutely not, under no circumstances. And I have avoided that movie to this day. I won't even watch the trailer. And this is a crazy thing. Like, I know it's not that scary. I know it's not that bad. I'm probably going to love it because I love a good musical, but I'll just have to charge that one to the game. Those are two obscure movies that would be on my list as scary right at first. This is a mild child, bookish kid, terrify the crap out of me. I think my TV is trolling me. I just looked over and I have a Roku, so it has, you know, and they have free channels. One of the channels now is I Love the 80s. That's cute. That's never been on there. I don't love the 80s. I bet you're, okay, Let me clear this up one more time. There is something about the soap operas I'm watching now. They are at the very, very beginning of the 80s, which still has a lot of that 70s residue on it, and I like it. But I can see the members only jacket. I can see it more on Falcon Crest more than any other show. I can see the members only jacket. The shoulder pads are starting to appear. People's hair is getting a little bit bigger. It's getting a little bit crunchier, just slightly. I hate the crunch. I hate those fake ballet shoes. Ugh, I'm not gonna even get into it. But I will say that the early 90s carry a little bit of that 80s residue into it too. So I noticed there's movies that are like 1990, 91. I'm still not a fan of. It's such a weird aversion. I really wish I knew why I felt that way, but alas, I found a lot of good in it. Apparently there's a lot of things I love about the 80s. Let me be very specific. A lot of shows and a lot of movies that I love that started within that time frame. We got to get into the for real scary ones now. I'm going to take you back to about second grade. I'm at a slumber party and my friend Rock is like, hey, would you like to watch? She didn't talk like that. You want to watch this movie? We're going to watch a scary movie. You know, you want to act tough. I already knew I wasn't about that life. If I can't watch a singing plant and Muppets, I probably couldn't handle Killer Clowns from Outer Space. If you know, you know. Y'all, I just watched I didn't watch the trailer, let me not lie. I Googled it so I could see. This was ridiculous. This is not at all what I remember. I remember terrifying man-sized clowns dripping with blood, eating people, turning them into cotton candy. This too allegedly was a comedy, but I guarantee you at that slumber party, do you think I watched it? They turned it on for about 14 minutes, and before you know it, I am staring up at the ceiling, listening to the movie. I bet I've listened to more horror movies than I've actually watched, now that I think about it. That movie was freaking scary. Killer Clowns from Outer Space is exactly what you think it's about. It's a ridiculous plot, but you know what? The B-movies sometimes are always... It worked on a second grader. It freaked me out. This next film is a buzzer beater. I didn't realize it was in the 80s. It actually rolled in at 1989. Stephen King's Pet Sematary. No discussion necessary. That is a terrifying film. There's less gore, but you know, anytime you throw a child in a movie, there's always a problem. Always. Think about it. Any horror movie with a kid, it is extra scary because there's kind of that level of like innocence or whatever. Pet Sematary freaked me out thoroughly, mostly because guess what? You see dead animals all the time. Roadkill happens, unfortunately, especially in Texas. I was terrified to stand by a bed. If you know, you know. I'm still trying not to spoil it for people who've never seen it. If that's your thing, if you like a good psychological, semi-light gore, you'll love this film. You'll love it. Pet Sematary was terrifying. Absolutely on my top list. This other film is weird because I can only remember chunks of it, but you get the gist where it doesn't have, it has a kid and it has animals. This one is Alive and Well, Stephen King's Cujo. Now all I remember is that this first off, this is a 1983 film, great year. A mom and her son, I guess they're trying to get away from somewhere. They are trapped inside this little compact car with this bloodthirsty dog who won't let them go. Anyone who's been chased by a dog, I was chased by a dog one year in elementary school on Friday the 13th. I'll never forget it. My friend and I were walking to the park and I had walked by this dog 100 times and nothing had ever happened. Well, my friend's little brother was holding the dog because it was theirs. And it just snapped, just started freaking out and started barking. And it started to chase me and my friend. And I thought he was just chasing my friend because he'd never seen her. No, he was chasing both of us. Your girl had to run 3 blocks, run up a slide for safety. And then I had to go get someone to call my uncle to come get the dog. It wasn't even his dog, but my aunt and uncle lived closer to the park than my mom and dad and I and my family did. So I'm like, somebody go get my uncle. Horrible. So dogs can be menaces. And this dog was the biggest of menaces. And it was one of the first films I saw. And I was like, dang, this is scary. But I will say I didn't lose any sleep. Like I wasn't worried about a dog sneaking into my room at night. Now, Killer Clown from Outer Space or Roadkill coming back. Yeah. Deep in my mind, for sure. Seems like the 80s had this affection for creepy, slimy, or crawly critters. which was also the name of this next film, Critters. Do y'all remember that? I don't really remember the plot. I just remember what they look like. They look like little fuzzy. What are those weird dolls that kind of blink? They look like owls. I can't think of their names. Furbies, maybe, is what I'm thinking. They look like Furbies, but they were aggressive. I can't remember if they were aliens or what. But I remember there was definitely more than one. There's definitely a sequel to this. And they were weird little creatures that would roll out. And for whatever reason, I could take that. Now, talking plant, can't handle it. Crushed cat in the middle of the road that comes back, can't deal with that. But you want to talk to me about some Furby that looks like one of my stuffed animals? Okay, cool. I remember watching it, not being entertained, but not being horrified. Just like, oh, that's interesting. It's such an obscure film, but I think it's a comedy. It has to be. These little crittery creatures come from God knows where. Let me look this up. Okay, definitely from 1986, good mid-80s, giving us all the thing. That looks like the mom from Seventh Heaven. Okay, it says when a strange fuzzy creatures from outer space arrive on a farm, the Brown family must fend them off. Okay, perfect scary movie. It's always in the middle of nowhere. It's always on a farm. These little bite-sized, crunchy critters show up and start wreaking havoc on Superman's family, essentially. Don't know why it didn't freak me out. Maybe it was just so absurd. I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. But the other film, which is in that same category, The Gremlins. I love these movies. Now, I'm not going to lie. As they went on, they got more and more disgusting. My favorite Gremlins film is the one where, I think it's The Gremlins in Manhattan. I don't know if that's two or three. I think that one's like in the early 90s. But Gizmo was so cute. He was so adorable. Actually, the critters kind of look like they could be Gizmo's cousins. But, you know, Gizmo's whole spiel was he was this cute little furry animal. He was in the shop. He was minding his business. His owner dies or something. He is being fed, but he can't eat after midnight or all hell breaks loose via these little cysts and boils that pop off his back and they turn into these horrible little gremlins. But gremlins were just mischievous. I think that was the thing. I'm sure they killed a couple of people, but they just started to be really, really funny at some point. Like they're still in cars, they're dressing up, they're getting drunk. I think on the one that I liked, there was a woman. There's one that was super intelligent, like he wore glasses and he did interviews. So they just got more and more outrageous. And the crazier they got, the more I liked them. Even though they were slimy, disgusting, and gross to look at, the film themselves are hilarious. Mild child approved. This last little part is about my favorites. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Love that movie from the first time I watched it. Didn't freak me out. I don't know. I guess it's the I can't really figure out why that's not as scary to me. It is Muppety. It is a little bit claymation. Maybe it's because one of the bald ones was in it and he was really cute. That helps. Let's just be real. Let me just be real. There's another film on my favorites that because the guy was cute, I could watch it. Actually, my favorite horror movie of all time, I watched it because the guy was so cute. But in this movie, it just wasn't as bad. Like Beetlejuice was gross, but it was presented in a way that was not terrifying to me. He was more, maybe he was funny. I think that's the thing. If it's funnier than it is like scary, then I could take it. Beetlejuice, absolutely one of my favorites since I was a little kid. Loved it so much. These other films are, unfortunately, they're not fully in the 80s. So do with that information what you will. But Buffy the Vampire Slayer, love, 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 love to watch it around October. Basically, anytime it was on, it was just funny and fun and a little bit dumb. And of course, Dylan McKay, aka Luke Perry, was in it by that time. By the time it came out, I think I was already watching 90210. So, super little kid, loved it. Mostly probably because he was in it. This other one, this guy in my mind is a millennial icon. He was in the film The Sandlot or the movie The Sandlot. Let me stop acting like these are, you know, super films. Sandlot. He played De Nunes. His name is Brandon Adams. And I'd had a super crush on him. I used to see him on, he must have been on some other show. He had to have been on The Cosby's a couple of times or some other show like that because I knew who he was when he was in The Sandlot. But I watched him in this movie called The People Under the Stairs. Early 90s. It is a weird concept. If I remember right, he's this kid. He lives in the city. People are disappearing, and it's like it's his neighbors. His neighbors are doing weird stuff to people, and they're keeping people under the stairs. Now, the biggest question as an adult, I'm thinking, the people under the stairs, if I remember right, they weren't all bound up in any way. They could have easily overpowered this menace, whoever it was. But of course, this is a movie where the kid is a hero. He's going to figure out this whole thing. And I used to think he was so, so cute. Brandon Adams is the only reason I watched that movie. It is kind of scary, kind of terrifying. I literally haven't seen it in years, but it made the top of my list. My favorite movie of all time, horror or otherwise scary, it's kind of a slasher film, is Scream. Back in 1996, I remember being able to, we had to go to the next town over to go grocery shopping. My parents, I convinced them to drop me off at the theater. Now, I was nowhere near 17. Should not have been able to walk into that movie like I did, but I did. I think I watched it probably 9 times by myself. I loved it so much because Skeet Ulrich was in it. I thought he was so hot. I totally love that movie because he was in it. But it's a good one. It's another one where it's a horror film or a slasher film, I think people would say, but it's more suspenseful. And I'm never fully freaked out if the person, the killer, is like a flesh and blood person. It's not a spirit. It's not a ghoul. It's not a goblin. It's just a crazy person. This one worked out really well for me. It's probably the first movie that I felt like, okay, I'm a big girl. I can handle this. I can handle a horror movie. It was good. And it is, to this day, one of my favorites. I think I like all of the Screams. The last one was really good. It's getting interesting. I never in a million years imagined that it would still be, there'd be sequels this late. But hey, they're keeping it up. And as long as they keep making them, I'm going to keep watching them. Because they're more suspenseful. Again, mild child approved. So under those last three did not fall within the realm of the 80s, but hey, maybe I need to find more films in the 80s that I really dig. The ones I mentioned, I think they're worth a look if it's your thing, something super scary to something mid-mild. Of course, these are coming from my perspective as someone who doesn't like super, super scary things, but I think I have the perfect movie for you. It is indeed one of my favorites. It's got cute boys. It's got 80s hair. It's got a little bit of ridiculousness. It's got a little bit of comedy. It's got a little bit of suspense. It's got a little bit of gore. And it has, from what I remember, a hauntingly good soundtrack. It is 1987's The Lost Boys. Let me tell you what's that kid's name? Jason? Is it? I want to almost say Patrick Dempsey. That's not his name. I gotta look at my notes. What is that kid's name? Okay, it stars Jason Patrick, Corey Aim, Corey Feldman, and Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland, side note, has been terrifying to me probably since this movie. And then when he did that movie Flatliners, like he's semi sort of typecast. I didn't really watch him that much in 24, but he's always kind of the douche of the group. And he was terrifying in both The Lost Boys and Flatliners. That's another one. That's an early 90s suspense slash horror. I like that one a lot because, I mean, it's nothing scarier than your own deep, dark thoughts. We'll just leave it at that. Check it out. I think it's like 91, 92. I think Julia Roberts is in that too. Anyways, 1987, The Lost Boys, directed by Joel Schumacher. So, so good. The premise, if you've never heard of it, where have you been? Probably too young. This was good. It's like the single mom and her boys, one of which is Jason Patrick, who is a complete smoke show. He's worth the price of admission right there. He's all sleepy and dreamy most of the show because he bumps into this girl, the lady from Twister. She was the guy's wife, the guy's fiance. She was like a sex therapist, I think. Anyway, she's in it and she is, I don't think she's a vampire and I can't figure out if that was her baby or if it was her brother, but like her brother baby is a vampire, right? So she's sort of protecting him and she seems to be the bait. She's like a siren, if you will. She's luring in fresh meat. So you have all these long hair, rock and roll, gorgeous vampires who live off the side of the beach in California, which just, I'm assuming it's California. Maybe it's Washington because it's like, why would a vampire live in California? Seems like you're going to be found out pretty easily, but I think it's in Venice. You know what? Don't take my word from it. Venice Beach. Go check it out yourself. I promise you it's perfect. It's a good Halloween film. You're not going to freak out. Watch it and make yourself like spaghetti or something. I remember that being really funny. and it had the Corys. I know the Corys were it back in the 80s. God rest, I think, Corey Haim. God rest his soul. The 80s, in my opinion, are still trash, and so was Halloween. However, this is a perfect marriage between the two. Watch Lost Boys. I promise you won't regret it. All right, guys, that's it. That's all for this episode. Have a safe and happy Halloween. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be good to yourself. Stay moisturized. Stay hydrated. Mind your own business. And keep all of your drama on TV.